The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Hello there and welcome into Texans Extra Points. We are hoping that you're having a great weekend. Your Saturday night is off to a good start. My name is Drew Doherty. I'm your host. And, man, I'm happy to have these two guys with me. Dale Robertson of the Houston Chronicle and Ted Johnson of the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. We're going to chop it up, get into some specifics, some debates, some conversations in just a moment. But first, we got to knock out what's going on in Texans land the week that was. A week ago Thursday, the Texans fell to the Indianapolis Colts. Brian Hoyer came in middle of the second quarter and quarterbacked the rest of the game for the Texans, and he's going to quarterback the game tomorrow in Jacksonville.
So I think when you know you're the starter, the only difference is you know you're going out there on the first series of the game. I really believe that's kind of the difference there, and obviously getting more reps in practice. So get a few more reps in practice, but other than that, I try to take the same mentality week to week.
And how about those Jaguars? Well, the record, not very good, but if you listen to Bill O'Brien and the Texans, they're a better team than that 1-4 suggests.
TJ Yeldon, their offensive line, very well coached. You know, Doug Marone's there now and doing a great job. And Yeldon, the back, is really a good running back. Very, very good. Tough, hard to tackle. So it's going to be a big challenge.
A year ago, the Houston Texans defense had 34 takeaways. That was best in the NFL. Now they are struggling. Just two interceptions, no recovered fumbles, and they need to get better at that. So what's going on with the defense?
We just need to focus on what we're doing and make sure that we do our assignments, we play our roles, and we go out there and we play the best of our abilities. I think we've had a great week of practice so far. I think we have a few more days here to hone things up, but I think it's been a very encouraging week.
All right, so that's J.J. Watt talking about the defense. I got to talk now with Dale and with Ted. Let's start with you, Ted. You played linebacker for the New England Patriots. You've got three Super Bowl rings. Why is this defense with J.J. Watt, with Vince Wilfork, with Jadeveon Clowney, with Brian Cushing, why are they not getting those takeaways? Why are they struggling so far, you think?
Yeah, I think it's a few things, guys. I think first and foremost, it's they're shooting themselves in the foot. There's a lot of untimely kind of penalties that's going on. You've had two interceptions that have been negated by penalties, and it's just killed them. There's a lot of penalties that are extending drives that lead to points. So a lot of just dumb penalties that's leading to points, unfortunately. And I think, too, you know, you have a lot of guys that are kind of new in the secondary, in the safety positions, free safety, strong safety. Those are key communication kind of positions. And so and the fact that they rotate guys at these different positions week in, week out, I think can create some confusion. So I see a lot of confusion out there, the penalties out there. And I think also Rack needs to just kind of trim down the playbook. I think there's too much on these guys' plates. The fact that you have so many guys kind of rotate in there and so much they have on their plate creates some confusion and some uncertainty. Just trim down the playbook, keep it simple, have some guys out there that are just, you know, starting 11 week in, week out, and stop rotating guys out there, and then stop getting these stupid penalties that lead to points.
So he says penalties. What's
well,
your...
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to sound like a broken record. I mean, penalties are absolutely the reason that they're struggling with this. And, of course, there is no more important statistic in football than takeaway-giveaway ratio. Yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely never varies team success or failure. And a lot of it's, you know, circumstantial. A lot of it's bad luck. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way on earth that this team forces 11 turnovers 2 years ago under Wade Phillips, then comes in with Rack last year and forces 28, and now they're back on pace to have like 7, and the 11 was the lowest in modern NFL history. I mean, some of it's bad luck, but I asked JJ about that, and he said, yeah, I agree with that, except that we still, if you still have to put yourself in position to make plays. Yeah. If you do that, it'll happen.
Yeah.
But every time they do, you know, that and the interception that was wiped out in the Indianapolis game, is just that just kind of summed the whole thing up.
You know, and he brings up the do your job thing. That's a mantra that's repeated, as
Man,
you know.
It's been hammered in my head over the years.
And Bill O'Brien kind of made a point of emphasis this week to talk about that. He said, you know, these guys need to sort of stay within what they do and not try to go for the big play. What's he talking about specifically?
Well, I'll give you a couple examples. I mean, really, there's a lot of guys that maybe think they can make a play when they work outside of what the playbook asks them to do. So they think they, you know what, They see something, they take a shot at, and they don't make it. Well, that's working outside the defense. So you put somebody else in a bind. The football's the most interdependent sport there is. Dale, you got to do your job as a defensive lineman, so I can do my job as a middle linebacker behind you. That's how it works right there. So I think that's a big part of it. And then, guys, I'll give you an example with Kareem Jackson in the last game against Indianapolis. There was a play-action pass down by the end zone. It was the first touchdown to Andre Johnson. He bites on the run. Right. Kareem Jackson's job isn't to stop the run. His job is man-to-man against Andre Johnson. He peeks in the backfield, and it's too late. Ball right over his head to Andre Johnson. He didn't do his job. His job wasn't to stop the run. It was to cover Andre Johnson. And there's no scheme you can come up with. Rack can say, what scheme do you want me to do? Yeah. I mean, how do we do it? This is just guys not doing their technique and not doing their plays right.
But what happens when you're in a downward cycle like mm-hmm. the Texans are right now, everybody is trying to
pressing
and thinking, yep. trying to get out of their roles because it isn't working. Everybody's a little bit frantic, and it becomes a self-defeating cycle.
Right.
And that's where they're at right now. They've got to just get back because we know this defense is much better than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just simplify it so they're not thinking so much.
We had this conversation. Simplify. I mean, that's worked so well. Wade Phillips has made almost a 40-year career by keeping it simple. It doesn't always work, but at least you're not going to confuse your players.
They're doing some nice things in that first year of the Wade Phillips defense up in Denver right now. But speaking of doing jobs, I got to do my job. I got to get us into a commercial break. But we're going to talk a little bit more when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points rolls on after this quick intermission.